This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Merry Christmas!
I love the season.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Getting the feels.
Cheers me up.
Makes you feel very warm inside.
It just makes me feel good.
From all of us to all of you, have a Merry Christmas from News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is hour number three of our get together, 8:07 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I mean, your top story, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, it's still the conversation is centered on drones. Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of it. I want some answers. So joining us now, Nanette Hold from Epoch Times, she wanted some answers. She's not always in the reporting side of the business, but in this case, because of her interest in it. Well, let me start with this. Good morning, Nanette, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
I see you're in the festive mood. I love the horse-drawn sleigh sweater. Yes.
Well, and I parked my horse-drawn sleigh outside, so.
I thought I heard some jingling bells when she pulled up.
Just make sure you clean up after yourself.
Yes, sir. Good point. I'll do it.
So, thank you for joining us again today. You had a very compelling conversation with somebody who was a commercial pilot. He was also in the Air Force. This guy has plenty of experience, and he's a licensed pilot for drones. He's licensed. So give us the short stuff of what he is saying.
Yeah. Well, the first thing he said is the government, they have to be lying to us. And just to get right to the point, he agrees with President Trump that one should be taken down immediately and the intelligence gathered. That was something that President-elect Trump said on Friday. So, he says that whatever's going on with these drones, if it's not a military operation, and the military has some leeway, obviously, that the rest of us don't, but if it's not a military operation, the drones are blatantly illegal, and it's not being enforced, because once they get over 400 feet, which most of them are, they have to coordinate with air traffic control. And what he's so confused about is he says air traffic control seems completely oblivious. Meanwhile, he is a commercial airline pilot flying through that area, which he says is the most congested airspace in the world. So now we have drones that he says are posing a safety threat to airline passengers in that area of New Jersey and New York.
I'm very uncomfortable with the lack of information. Now the government can play games with us in terms of, you know, what it is. But when they say they're not military, you know, they're not Department of Defense, and they're not an adversary, and they pose no harm. Well, to me, it would be, well, then why don't you tell us what it is if you're trying to hide behind, well, it's a secret mission or secret testing. Well, the cat's out of the bag. Everybody's seeing them. You don't think our adversaries are onto this whole thing? So why wouldn't they just now? Why wouldn't they just come out with the truth? And the other thing is we have satellites positioned everywhere. You can track these things. It doesn't matter whether it's in real time or not. You just track them and figure out where they're going. That would probably help to solve the mystery.
Well, and that was one thing he pointed out. He said, look, you know, there's no way that the government doesn't know. And as far as I know, that's still been the official line. Like, there's nothing to worry about. However, we don't know what this is, and we're really trying to figure it out. That's been the official word. The Pentagon actually came out on Wednesday and said this is not a military operation. And but he says, look, it's either blatant incompetence or lying, because these drones don't have an unlimited range. They have to go with a battery power. These are big drones. They're heavy. It takes a lot of energy to keep them vertical. It's not like a plane that can glide. So for them to navigate back to their base, it wouldn't be far to follow them. He's just bewildered as a pilot and very concerned. So.
You said he mentioned the fact that we have capabilities to jam signals, which when you jam the signal of a drone, well, it kind of goes, not crash lands, because you want to preserve it, but it takes it out of the sky, doesn't it?
Right. You know, he did say that we have to be careful. People say, shoot them down. Well, you don't want to shoot them down over an area where it could hurt somebody. You want to be able to gather the intelligence. He said, but it's very easy to force them down. They have something that looks like a gun, but it has antenna coming out of the side, he said. And you point it right at the drone, and it forces it down. It jams its signal. By the way, he said, any drone over half a pound, which clearly these are over half a pound, it has to send a signal identifying what it is, who it is, so that air traffic control can coordinate. Sometimes these drones do need to go up for official purposes, and air traffic control will reroute planes, but they're not doing that. They're just continuing to send the planes right into the area of the drones and not requiring any identification from the drones. He says that the pilot chatter is really reaching an interesting pitch. He said, you know, clearly some people are reporting things as drones that are planes, but the pilots are seeing these things, and they want to know what they are. They want to know if there's a danger to the, you know, people they're piloting around. Quite concerned.
One of the things that I surmised, and others too, was are they sniffing? Are they sniffing for a radiological, you know, a bomb, or just, you know, radioactivity that's coming into our airspace or whatever, or something else, biochemical type thing, warfare or accident, anything like that? They would have to tell us, right? Wouldn't that be military and part of a military operation?
Well, I talked to him about that. You know, clearly some of these things can be classified and they don't have to tell us. However, you know, he's coming out of the Air Force recently, so it's not like one of these airline pilots that's been out of the Air Force forever. Mm-hmm. He's familiar with the tech, and he said, we don't need drones for any of that. We have tech that can do all of this out of sight. We don't need to be alarming the public. He's completely bewildered. There's a concern about what does this say to the rest of the world about our strength or our weakness? And he says, you know, I don't expect to see any drones like this if they're from an foreign entity after January 20th, when President-elect Trump takes office. He says, you know, that it's just going to change the whole dynamic. But for right now, he does feel like there's danger.
So we're either being lied to, or the people in charge are completely inept, and I just don't see how they can claim, well, it's not a foreign adversary and there's no threat to civilians. How you can say that with any level of confidence and not really know what it is?
Very concerning. He feels strongly that it must be some kind of military operation and that the government is lying. But, you know, some of your callers earlier pointed out some really important points. Just the fact that the Department of Homeland Security is now saying, boy, we'd love to know more about these drones, but and do more and react more, but Congress would really need to expand our powers to be able to do that. And, you know, we've been asking for years and they haven't done it. That's a really interesting thing.
Create a threat and then have constitutionally the lines maybe not broken, but bent, so that they can have more power, more surveillance power, additional power, just like after 9/11.
It's happened before.
And, you know, who would possibly misuse that against us, the people, right?
Well, and exactly. And once you give those powers, they're hard to take away.
Maybe they're there to erase chemtrails. And if they tell us they're there to erase chemtrails, then that would blow the lid off that conspiracy theory. And indeed, it is chemical stuff in the air.
When we've got a guy as smart as the source that I spoke with, and he's baffled and worried,
that's concerning in itself.
That's very concerning. He used words like major concern,
wow,
major safety risk.
Where's my foil? I need to make a hat.
I don't know. I'm making mine out of a manhole cover.
You're just going for protection is what you're going
That's
for.
Right.
That's right.
Objects could be flying and falling from the sky soon, especially if we don't get answers.
All right.
You know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Well,
thank you so much. It is always a pleasure. We love to talk to you. Nanette Holt from Epic Times.
Great to see you. Merry Christmas.
All right. lot more where that came from. Immigration, Border Patrol, Ivy League stuff. What are they doing now? It's all coming your way. Happy Monday, 97.3 The Sky.